Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, September 8, 2026. And our passage today for reflection comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." There's a quiet beauty about dawn. Before the sun appears, the world is still wrapped in darkness. Yet something has already changed. Birds begin to sing before they see the light. Flowers begin to open before the warmth reaches them. Creation somehow knows that the sunrise is near. The Church celebrates the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary with that same sense of anticipation. Mary's birth is like the first light on the horizon. The Savior has not yet appeared, but the world has begun to awaken. God is preparing humanity for the greatest gift ever given. An elderly woman once spent years restoring a neglected chapel in a small village. Visitors admired the stained glass windows, the polished altar, and the fresh flowers. Yet she often smiled and said the most important work was the foundation beneath the floor. No one sees it, but without it, everything else would collapse. Mary is like that hidden foundation in God's plan of salvation. Her birth seems like an ordinary event in an obscure village, unnoticed by kings and emperors. Yet heaven rejoices because the one chosen to become the mother of the Savior has entered the world. Today's gospel is centered on Joseph, rather than Mary. At first, this seems surprising for Mary's birthday, yet it reveals something profound. Jesus, or Joseph, receives the angel's message with trust. Do not be afraid. Fear is often the greatest obstacle to God's work. Joseph feared misunderstanding. He feared disgrace. He feared the unknown future, yet he allowed God's word to become greater than his fears. Mary would later do the same when Gabriel announced God's plan. She too faced uncertainty. She did not know where her yes would lead. Still, she entrusted herself completely to God. The Nativity of Mary reminds us that holiness begins long before great moments of decision. God's grace quietly prepares the heart over many years. Mary's childhood was hidden. We know almost nothing about it. Yet those silent years formed a heart capable of saying yes to the impossible. Our own lives are often shaped in hidden ways. We imagine that only dramatic moments matter. The promotion, the illness, the retirement, the ordination, the public achievement. Yet God usually prepares us in ordinary days, through daily prayer, unnoticed acts of kindness, quiet forgiveness, patient endurance, and faithful routines. Contemplative spirituality teaches us to trust those hidden movements of grace. Every morning offers its own little nativity, a new birth of grace if we are attentive. Every conversation offers an opportunity for Christ to be born anew in charity. Every act of mercy enlarges the space within us where God may dwell. Like Joseph, we are invited to become God's surprising presence into our homes and hearts. Sometimes Christ arrives disguised as an interruption. Sometimes he comes through a difficult neighbor, a grieving family member, or an unexpected responsibility. Sometimes he comes in silence, asking only that we remain available. Mary's birth tells us that God's greatest works often begin invisibly. No one celebrated her birthday with trumpets. No headlines announced her arrival. Yet heaven knew that history had changed forever. Perhaps the same is true of many moments in our lives. When a child learns to pray, a spouse forgives, a priest quietly hears confessions, a widow lights a candle before an image of Our Lady, an elderly man whispers the rosary in a nursing home. None of these appear extraordinary to the world. Each one allows Christ to enter history once again. Today, let us ask Mary to teach us the holiness of hidden beginnings. She reminds us that we do not have to accomplish spectacular things. We need only to become a place where God feels at home. When we welcome him without fear, as Joseph did, and surrender without reservation, as Mary did, the Savior continues to be born into a waiting world. The dawn still comes before the sunrise, and every soul that says yes becomes another morning for the world. Let us pray. Blessed Virgin Mary, whose birth announced the coming of the Savior, teach us to welcome God's grace with humble and trusting hearts. Help us, like Joseph, to set aside our fears, and like you, to offer our whole lives to the Father's loving plan. May the hidden moments of our lives become places where Christ is born anew through faith, hope, and love. Lead us always to your Son, that we may become bearers of his light in a world longing for the dawn. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today on the Nativity of Our Lady, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage when we take a look at a passage from Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our daily lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.